This is The Record on KUOW. I'm Ross Reynolds. In 1964, Pike Place Market was on the eve of destruction in the name of development. It had been an urban farmer's market and much more, but planners wanted a more upscale mall. Into the breach stepped an organization called Friends of the Market. They fought to save the battered old stalls, and they won. Now nearly 10 million visitors a year visit Pike Place Market. And the efforts of the Friends of the Market in saving Pike Place Market a half century ago inspired other rescue and revitalization efforts or urban markets. That's according to David O'Neill, an international market consultant. He's in town to celebrate the 50th anniversary of the formations of the Friends of the Market. David O'Neill, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
The Pike Place Market started in 1907, but along with many other markets around the country, there was a decline. What happened?
Markets were being lost. People were moving out of the cities. The federal government was investing in the infrastructure for highway, the development of the suburbs, suburban infrastructure, a new food distribution system, a nationalized food distribution system was falling into place to support the supermarkets. So the markets were just getting chipped away at left and right. Many urban neighborhoods were being wrecked with some of the the highway projects. Whole neighborhoods were being torn down, and cities were just having a hard time. So the markets as the center points for those for the older downtown communities were suffering, and the markets were not being taken care of. They were seen as something of little value, whose time had come and whose time had gone. And decades prior to the 1964 battle that Pike Place won, why it's so amazing, in the 1930s, Washington, D.C. tore down its center market, which was right midway between the Capitol Building and the Washington Monument. And George Washington in 1700 said, this is the place for our market. So even the old memory, the old city planning edicts to establish markets, it was all being lost. It was all being forgotten. It was all being devalued for this rush into this modern future. Markets were just left abandoned. They were torn down. Some of them occupied valuable real estate, so cities sold them off. And one after the other, they were all just going away until those stalwart citizens got out their paintbrush and made their picket signs and started marching one foot in front of the other. And that was the beginning of the comeback of the consciousness of the importance of markets as community gathering places. So Pike was it was a very pivotal thing that happened here in 1964.
Now, the Friends of the Market got together 50 years ago in 64 to save the market from the wrecking ball. Was it a given that the preservationists would win?
Absolutely. It was not a given at all. If you go back into like 1964 in the other side of the country, New York City, one of the most magnificent buildings in Manhattan was Pennsylvania Station. And that was a battle that was lost. And that was being fought by titans. And then you go to across the country here in 1964, and this was a grassroots effort. And what chance did they have if major buildings were being lost and market battles were being lost across the country? So I would say when they started, the odds were very much against them.
They turned the tide. They saved the market. And as I understand it, the efforts were not just felt in here in Seattle, but others saw what we did, and it was a catalyst for other preservation efforts.
Back in 1964, nobody even knows how many markets there were, but it was literally a handful. There were less than 100 historic markets left in this country, and there had been perhaps 1,000. Now there are over 10,000 markets in the United States. Most of them are the outdoor market, like the University City District Market here, which Christine Curtis started. And most markets start like that. Pike Place Market started out as
it was a farmer's market to begin with.
Yeah, an open-air market, very informal, just on some boardwalks on essentially a road or ledge. And a Pike Place Market evolved very quickly over about 20 years and was built out. But markets, the old markets are being restored or have been restored. We're seeing since that time, and it didn't happen right away in 1964, but the tide has turned. Instead of markets being torn down, they're being rebuilt again and rediscovered as centers of community. Everybody wants a Pike Place market now.
Is the battle for the public markets over now? Are there still some public markets out there under threat?
I wish it was over. There, public markets are to some degree always under threat because of the underlying cost of the real estate. And if some hotshot eyes a piece of property where a market is or a market could be, they've got the upper hand financially. So you need public intervention to establish public places in what would otherwise be just a commercial overload with big buildings everywhere and things for rich people.
Why do you think the tide turned on public markets here in Seattle?
Well, I have a few theories. I don't know which one is right, if any of them. One was, I know that the Beatles showed up here in 1964, and that may have extended some shift in consciousness. And John Lennon said, you know, you can be very effective on a local level, you know. It could have been the Good Friday earthquake in 1964. The seismic impact was felt here. Buildings were swaying, and the whole planet apparently vibrated like a giant gong.
Why would an earthquake prompt people to save the public market?
Well, I think maybe that the markets are so reassuring, and people may have felt so insecure about the future that the thing that they really wanted to save was the Pike Place market, the small things in life that make you feel secure, and those one-on-one relationships at the market are something that people cherish when they felt threatened by things that are outside of their control. The early 1960s, things were changing, and there was a shift in consciousness, and people wanted to sort of fight the paradigm, and they wanted a better life, and they were afraid of where things were headed, and the market was a secure bastion that they wanted to keep.
David, as a market consultant, what's your favorite part of the Pike Place market?
Well, I think my favorite part of the Pike Place market is getting up when I'm here, is getting up at about 6 o'clock in the morning and just walking around quietly as the sun comes up and feeling that spirit of the market and seeing it slowly come to life. And that's my favorite part of the Pike Place market.
I'm with you. And avoiding the crowds.
I like the crowds too.
International market consultant David O'Neill. He was in town to celebrate the 50th anniversary of the formation of the Friends of the Pike Place Market.